Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2213, first written October 29th, 2018. Mark chapter 5, verse 41. And taking the child by hand, he said to her, Talitham kum, which translated means, little girl, I say to you, arise. This morning, I preach a funeral of a friend. He was a legend and a hero. His name won't be mentioned on CNN or Fox News. Outside of our community, many did not know him. But among the band of disciples in this area, he was a giant. A leader who spoke with kindness and gentleness and assurance. I enjoyed our time together. Our verse comes to my mind today. I hope to use it today. Here the Lord was hurrying to the home of a synagogue official. His 12-year-old girl was dying. That's not normal. That's not the way things are supposed to be. 12-year-olds are supposed to be playing outside. They're supposed to be learning how to bake and cook from their mothers. They're supposed to be full of dreams and hope and life. But for this 12-year-old, her life was slipping away. Her dad, Jairus, the synagogue official, approached Jesus and bowed before him. He begged for Jesus to come to his home. This took place not in the back classroom, not in a secluded place, but before a multitude. Mark says a great multitude. How difficult this must have been for Jairus. Synagogue officials had a track record of not liking Jesus. They often got angry with Jesus because he healed on the Sabbath in their synagogues. The pressure against Jesus was mounting from priests and synagogue officials. But things were different here. A little girl was dying. Not just any girl, it was his daughter. Who cares what people think? Who cares what they might whisper? Who cares what is being told back to the priests? His daughter was dying, and he came before everyone, bowing before Jesus. He begged the Lord to come. He spoke words of faith. The cover was removed. He revealed himself. He showed all of his cards. He knew and he stated, if you will lay your hands upon her, Jesus, she will get well. He believed that. He believed Jesus could do that. No one else could do this. The clock was ticking. The girl was dying. He was out of options and just about out of hope. His only hope was to bring Jesus. Boy, his neighbors will talk. His status may fall. He could even lose his job as an official. But at this moment, who cares? Save my daughter is all that he cares about. After an encounter with this woman with the issue of blood, hearing her story, the report comes, the little girl has died. Jesus took too long. It's too late. The servants declare, why bother the teacher anymore? There's no need for Jesus now. He missed it. It's too late. Even Jesus can't do anything now. But Jesus comes. He runs everyone out of the house except for the mother, father, Peter, James, and John. This is where a verse comes. Jesus speaks, and something wonderful happens. Now notice just a few things. First of all, Mark gives us the exact words of Jesus. Those are Aramaic words. The audience Mark is writing to knows Greek. With those words, Mark gives the translation. The text states, which translated means, little girl, I say to you, arise. It is interesting that two Aramaic words become seven English words. Translations are like that. Second, the little girl heard Jesus. Everyone in that room heard Jesus. But what was most important was that the girl was dead. His authority transcends this world and this life. He commands all of life everywhere. He spoke and she heard. Thirdly, she obeyed. Jesus told her to arise. The next verse, immediately the girl got up. She did exactly what Jesus told her to do. Jesus did that with Lazarus. He commanded Lazarus come forth, and he did. How impressive that would be that even the winds obey Jesus, the demons obey Jesus, now the dead obeys Jesus. She got right up. She got up and began to walk. It's one thing if she had just opened her eyes, but whatever killed her was removed. She had strength in her legs. She could walk. She seemed strong. She was recovered. Fourth, I just wonder between Jesus saying, little girl, get up, and immediately she got up, if she opened her eyes and saw Jesus. She may not have known who Jesus was. Good chance they may have never met. Her eyes opened, and there he was. Jesus was holding her hand, our verse tells us. Warmth, love, affection, and life, and all there in the hands of Jesus. I like to think that when we close our eyes to this world, that we open them and the first thing we see is Jesus. Jesus, the one we love. Jesus, the one who we have obeyed. Jesus, the one we have trusted and talked to and followed all of our life. We have remembered his death through the Lord's Supper. We have sung songs to his name and glory. We've ended our prayers in his name. We've taught his word. We have believed him. We belong to a band of followers called Christians, those who belong to Christ. We close our eyes to this old world and we open them in the presence of Jesus. That's a thought worth holding on to. That's a thought that gets us through a tough day. Jesus is there. Jesus is with us. Jesus cares. Little girl, I say to you, what wonderful words. Thank you for listening.